Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Darren.
A lot of basketball on this week, mate. We've got two rounds. So I'll just run through the winners from Tuesday night, round two. So in the women, wins to Burnie, Penguin, La Trobe and Wynyard. And in the men, wins to Burnie, Penguin, Ulverston and Smithton. So which game did you get to on Tuesday?
I went to Ulverston and the Wynyard game. And yeah, the men's game was, I was either way. I mean, it was just the last minute of play, I suppose. Pretty physical game. Wynyard, that's how Wynyard play, and you know, it was entertaining, that's for sure.
Right, so round three tonight. So we'll start off with the women on at 7 o'clock. Is it 7 or 7.30? It's 7 o'clock, yeah. Burnie tonight hosting Somerset. What do you reckon?
Well, Burnie, I mean, they've added Keely Frawling, WNBL player, with Mariah Payne. They'll be too talented. Yeah, they've got a nice balanced team, and I really can't see Somerset controlling either of those players, but, you know, they've got plenty of other scorers as well, so I think Burnie will win this one.
Right, at Penguin tonight, Lady Blues hosting Devonport.
Yeah, this would be probably nearly the game of the round. Penguins, they've got Taylor Roberts and they've got some nice perimeter shooters. Might be a little strong for Devonport at this stage, but, you know, Devonport are still going to be a top four team, I think.
Ulverston girls at home tonight against La Trobe, who won Tuesday night, La Trobe. And I hear that Sarah O'Neill shot near 40 points or something for La Trobe.
Yes, she had an outstanding game. They've also added Shani Thompson from Hobart. She's just come back from Townsville in WNBL, so he's obviously a bit of a player. And you know, the oldest girls are flat out struggling, so La Trobe won't have any problems with this one.
And the Wynyard ladies at home tonight against Smithton.
Yeah, Wynyard have got a nice team. They, you know, they picked up the American girl from Smithton, so there might be a bit in that. And they've also got Zoe Mesman, who's been a pretty experienced player around the coast for quite a while, and also Emerson Wells, who shoots the ball really well. So I think Wynyard, they're going to be certainly the big improvers in the women. But I really like it's Abby Curtin from Smithton. I watched her play in the Alwyson tournament and just gets after it. You know, she's on the floor, she runs hard both ways, and you know, I think we need a win, but I don't think Smithton will give it to them very easy.
Let's go to the men. Burnie, they're hosting Somerset tonight. Burnie, surely starting favourites, you'd reckon?
Well, look, they are, but Somerset have recruited pretty well. You know, they've got Ben Richmond, who's pretty solid. They've recruited out of, I think there's two of them that's come out of New Zealand. You know, Somerset have tried to recruit Attitude this year. They've been a bit disappointed in the past with some of their players, so they've tried to change that culture, as they call it these days. And, you know, as I said, I think Burnie will win, but not by a lot.
Penguin men at home tonight against Devonport.
The Penguin should win this. Probably just sheer fact of just experience and consistency. Devonport has got a nice team. They're a bit small. I don't think they'll be able to handle Zach White or Richards from Penguin. But Devonport, Mesman is a nice player. You know, he gets after, he plays hard for you. Also, Sapple had a really good scoring game last week. I think Penguin's height and experience will be a bit much in this one.
Ulverston, Hoppers hosting La Trobe tonight.
Yeah, Ulverston are travelling pretty nicely. They won both games. La Trobe rely fairly well on Woolley, who scored well last week, and also Brady Armstrong. So I think if Ulverston use their height correctly, and I suppose it'll be a bit of a, might be a bit in it as well with Paul Campbell and Nick Gregson. So it should be an entertaining game, but Ulverston should make it three in a row.
All right, and up at Smithton tonight, Smithton hosting Wynyard. Smithton won Tuesday. I hear Kyle Clark got 38 points or something.
Yeah, I mean, if Kyle can regain that form that we know he's got, he's going to be a pretty handy player for Smithton and for Thunder, you know, with Mason Bragg there as well. But when you're pretty strong in that guard line, and that's if they all play. Like Taran Armstrong didn't play the other night because of his Australian duties. So, you know, that does make their backcourt a little bit weaker. Yeah, I still think Wynyard have probably got the guard line to maybe control Mason Ragg a little bit. I don't think they can stop him, but they can control him a bit. And, you know, with their physicality, you know, you've really got to have a shout-out to Scotty McGaffin. He just keeps turning up and just playing his heart out for Wynyard. And to the young blokes running around the league, you could certainly take a leaf out of Scotty's book. And but I just think that Wynyard, from their guard point of view, will be a bit strong for Smith.
All right, so women on at 7, men following that. So games on at Burnie, Devonport, Ulverston and Wynyard tonight, round 3. All right, mate, thanks for that. Enjoy your basketball and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, look forward to it, Darren.